way at the show.
Get more info at stcharlesboatshow.com. The Lake of the Ozarks Marine Dealer St. Charles Boat Show, February 26th through March 1st.
See why Valvoline Full Synthetic High Mileage with Max Life Technology is different than other motor oils. Go to seeadifference.com. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries.
Got my coat
on the doorstep.
Got my hat.
Just direct
your feet. I don't have my worries because I left them on the doorstep.
To the sunny side of the street.
To the icy side of the
Can't
street.
Can you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the rain. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
Sir, could I trouble you for a glass of warm milk? It helps put me to sleep.
You could trouble me for a warm glass of shut the hell up.
Now, who was that?
Ben Stiller.
Yeah.
The handlebar mustache.
Oh, I'll be the Chaz Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
We alternate with our opening theme. Sometimes it's Willie Nelson, sometimes it's me. That was me. They sound very much alike.
They do.
Yeah, almost identical, in fact. Good afternoon and welcome. Welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. It's a Thursday. It's talent show day today. Folks, you haven't let us down yet. Some days have been weak. Some days have been strong. But that's life. Wait a minute. That could be a song. That's life. That's life.
That's life.
We'll work on that. That's the way everything goes, though. You have great days, bad days, and last week was a little bit, last Thursday, a little weak in the talent department. And then the week prior to that, like 8-10 people. So it is talent show day. Keep that in mind. Don't be shy. Sometimes people underestimate the ability they have. They think, I do Neil Young, but it's not that good. And then they do it, and it's great. So we'll be the judge. And don't be shy. Call us. Participate today anytime you want, anytime during the show, in the talent show, because it's ongoing. You can come in and come out of it. You can call about anything else. We don't care. It's Thursday. And we start like we start most every other day. Does anybody have anything to say?
I do.
All right.
I do, too.
Doubleheader. Stepping right up. Speaking first, Eon the Peon. Take it away.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I have great news today.
Wow.
Yes.
Another baby on the way?
No.
Oh. Well, why do you laugh, Dad?
I don't know.
Hey, how soon is that possible, by the way? Like, how old is little Archie's 2 months old? Can women be pregnant again after a child's just 2 months? I guess they could.
I think so. Takes a while for that monthly thing to kick back in, but...
Is it dependent on that?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think that's how kids are born, is that monthly thing.
See, I don't know a lot about that.
You don't?
No, I really don't.
The monthly thing...
I know that the eggs
it's
and
the
all
egg,
that stuff.
Yes.
So...
For that, yeah. So for that process to be happening, that...
But actually, it's the uterine wall breaking apart that causes the monthly thing, because it prepares itself for the egg to be fertilized each month. And
listen to the doctor.
I know.
Oh. And listen then to once, the gynecologist we have.
I remember this from biology class in college.
So but,
we'll keep going.
And the uterine wall will break down each month, and that's what causes the period.
All right. So people have kids that are a year apart. Now, that tells me...
Yeah, I think within a couple of months.
Maybe in a couple of weeks, because he's 2 months old. So in four more weeks, he'll be 3 months old. If she got pregnant, they'd be a year apart.
Right.
And I know that there are people who have a brother or sister. They're
fairly soon afterwards, I think it's possible again. But
wow, wouldn't that be something? And if about 4 weeks you came in with a big announcement?
Oh, yes, that would be something. would definitely be excitement in the air, I think.
Okay. So, I'm sorry, what were you saying?
I had great news.
Oh, that's right. It was, and I guessed that it maybe was.
Especially for us married guys. Sorry, Dan.
Let me get, okay, when you said that, I knew it wasn't what I was hoping it would be, that an FM station had called us, but that's not it.
No, yeah. That's not. But it looks like, after a recent study that was done, that the sex life of a married couple will rebound.
What?
Back to
when does that happen?
In about 50 years.
What?
50 years?
Well, hold on. After they're married 50 years?
Yes. It says here no secret that most married couples have less sex as the years go by.
That's
not true marriage, but maybe that's some other marriages. But it says, but those who stick it out tend to see something of a romantic renaissance.
Stick it out.
You stick it out, you get arrested.
Yes.
Yeah. If you're in public.
It's called indecent exposure.
So it says it takes 5 decades to get there. So you're almost there, right? What? How many years do you
have
to go till
50? Well, I don't like to talk about the fact that I'm so old that it's depressing.
42 or
44? 44. 44 this year.
Boy, if you can hold out just 6 more years.
6 years. Woohoo!
Yeah.
Yes.
You're looking
for something to look forward to.
You're looking for a renaissance.
That's
going to
be fantastic.
Yes.
Now, is it a renaissance for her or him or both? Because if she gets fired up, but he's all tired out and done, that doesn't work well.
It just says research.
Sounds to me like it's both.
That's what those little blue pills are for.
Researchers looking at...
How do you know about that?
What's that?
How do you know they're blue? How would you know that?
Well, I know, but that's what everybody says, the little blue pills.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Okay.
I'm going to keep quiet. It says here, researchers at almost 1,700 married couples ranging in age from 57 to 85 have found that there is eventually an uptick.
Whoa.
In the frequency with which couples have sex.
Uptick.
Yes. And another good thing for both of us, because we're both still on our first marriages.
Yeah.
It says, what's more, those in first marriages are having more sex than those who have remarried. So, essentially, it's telling us to stay married. Don't get a new wife now, because that'll just lead to less sex than we're having now. So,
trust me, I won't.
You won't get remarried?
No.
Yeah, but Dan, you're never going to be able to enjoy this tremendous ride that comes after being married 50 years, this wave of sexual ecstasy. You're not going to get to experience that.
Holy crap, wait a minute.
You won't have been married to the same person for 50 years.
If I got remarried now and waited 50 years.
No, I don't think you're going to make it.
No.
You'd have to live to be 100.
Yeah.
It says here, growing old as a couple with the experience and knowledge that come with that may play a part in this rekindling.
I'm looking forward to that.
Yes. So, exciting news on the horizon. I have a little longer to go than you do, but
There was a
something to wait for.
There was a segment this morning on the Today Show about this dating site for old people. And I mean, all these people were... like either mid to upper 70s, 80s, 90s, and they showed them at one of these speed dating things where you sit with somebody for 5 minutes and then you go. Well, they did that for a bunch of really old people.
Yeah.
And it was actually very entertaining and interesting, and I felt good for these people.
I would like to watch a younger couple compared to the difference in the questions asked.
Oh, I think that would be fascinating. And one guy drags his oxygen tank over to the next woman, and he talks to her, and then he takes his oxygen over to the next woman. Some of the women had oxygen. I'm not kidding. I thought it was fantastic.
It probably takes them 5 minutes just to go to the next person.
Well, and they interviewed them, and it was no different than if you interview somebody who's 30 who's trying to meet somebody. It was no different. They just go, well, it's hard to meet people, you know, and then they all kind of had that spunk and that, I need to find me a chick. One guy's talking about finding a hot babe. Anybody over 70? You know, it was great.
We hear I see those stories all the time about
nursing homes.
STDs on the rise in retirement communities.
Yeah, because when you're old, I don't think you worry about, get gonorrhea. Oh, who cares? You know, by the time it would kill you, you'd be dead anyway. I don't think they care.
I'm not buying any rubbers.
Yeah. And they would say rubber. Yeah. Old guy would say rubber.
I don't need any prophylactics.
I thought it was great.
Yeah.
It was kind of sad, but it wasn't really sad. It was more of good news than bad news. And then they showed a couple that, I mean, they were easily in their late 80s, and they just clicked. As soon as they did the 5 minutes together, it was like, boom, found the right part. And that can happen just as easily as it can happen when you're young. In fact, I would think it's easier to know what you want when you're older and if somebody's going to be the person.
Oh, sure. Yeah. No, all the BS is out of the way at that point.
What do you care? I don't think you care about your skin being perfect or tight.
Or rejection.
Forget that.
Yeah.
What does it matter?
Let's talk about, you know, you like to watch birds, you know. And if she goes, I love it. Let's get married. Yeah. So there you go. And they'll just do that for the rest of their lives. What else do you have?
That was it.
Well, that was a good. That was good.
Good news.
Dan, you have to follow that. Here's Dan Strauss, everybody.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Today, I want to say Happy New Year. It's the Chinese New Year today.
The year of the sheep.
Who are you saying it
it's,
to?
Well, to everybody. To you, to everyone. It's the year of the sheep. It's 4713 begins today.
No, but you don't go around saying Happy New Year to everybody because nobody knows what you're talking about.
I know. I know, but it's the year of the sheep. So legend has it, in ancient times, Buddha asked all the animals to meet him on Chinese New Year. So only 12 animals came.
I didn't know this.
Yeah, and Buddha named a year after each one.
Wow, you know about gynecology?
Yeah. Today is the year of the goat or the sheep.
Throwing out uterine wall and then throwing out
You're
Buddha.
A wealth of knowledge.
Holy cow.
It's goat or sheep now? Or not? You said sheep.
Well, it's the year of the sheep, but they throw goat in there too. So goat or sheep. This is the year of the goat or the sheep.
Sheep, ram, or goat. That's what I see here.
Sheep, ram, or goat?
Yeah.
You want to hear a bonus joke?
Sure.
Yeah.
There aren't a lot of sheep jokes. This is a traveling salesman. He's out in the country, backwoods, hillbilly people, and he goes up to this porch, and there's a dirty little kid sitting on the porch. He goes, "Son, is your mom home?" And the kid just sort of turns his head, looking back like she's in the backyard. He didn't say anything. He just kind of motions to the back. Guy goes around the back, and there's this kid's mom having sex with a goat.
Whoa.
Mm.
And the salesman comes back around to the front porch and he goes, "Son, your mom is in the backyard having sex with a goat." And the kid doesn't say anything. He goes, "Doesn't that bother you?" And the kid goes, "Nah."
So this is
why that's so funny.
This is what Buddha said. After 12 animals came, he said that the people born in each animal's year would have some of that animal's personality.
Now, okay, now hold on here.
Mm-hmm.
There are only 12 animals.
Yeah.
So every 12 years, it'll be the year of the sheep again?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, what?
I'm not sure what we just came out of.
No, hang on a minute.
I remember just the placemats at a Chinese restaurant I used to go to had all
the paper. Yes, mm-hmm. Dan, say what you said just again. The year, what year, Adam? What did you say that
this is the year of the sheep? And so Buddha said that the people born in each animal's year, like if you were born in the year of the sheep, you would have some of that animal's personality.
All right, do you have a chart on what year?
I got a chart here.
So those born in sheep years, they say
I have
often,
it for all animals.
They're sheepish.
Artistic, charming, sensitive, and sweet. It's known as the most creative sign in the Chinese zodiac.
All right, I got to find out.
You guys know what you are?
I don't.
I got to know. What's your year?
I don't even like to say. You know what? I don't like to say the year I was born. You know why?
Because
it makes me sound like I'm 100 years old.
But it's,
I missed being born in 1950 by a little over 2 weeks.
You're 51.
No,
right?
No, I'm 49.
Oh.
I missed it by a little over 2 weeks. I could have been born in the 50s. But instead, I'm born in the 40s.
The
holy
year of the
cow,
ox.
Does that make me?
You're an ox. Do you want to hear what?
Yeah, what does that mean?
Let me see.
49.
Let me bring it up here.
Shut up, Dan.
Hold on here, it's loading.
The year of the ox.
It sounds virile and strong, and it sounds good. Now, here's what I'm guessing. This is kind of like fortune cookies.
Oh, yeah. Let's see.
Any animal you go to, it's going to be a bunch of good stuff. You know, you're wise. Right. You're creative. They ought to have, like, you're born the year of the snake. It means you're no good and you're a liar.
Yeah.
But they don't do that. And that's why I hate fortune cookies. It's always good. I've always wanted to manufacture misfortune cookies. It's bad news. Every time you open the cookie, every cookie you break into, your legs will be severed in a horrible accident. That'll be what's in the cookie. Yeah, something horrible.
Wow.
Because I'm tired of all this. You will make a wise investment and see great fortunes in the near future. I don't want to hear that. It's just ridiculous.
You
some bad stuff. Yeah, it's the ox.
All right, the ox of Chinese astrology is no bull in a china shop.
What?
Steadfast and solid.
That's not me.
This powerful sign is a born leader, being quite dependable and possessing an innate ability to achieve great things.
No, I have not done that.
Wow.
Maybe I'm still going to do it.
Oxen tend to be plodding and methodical. They approach projects in the step-by-step manner that serves them best.
Nope.
And they never lose sight of their goal.
No.
They are tireless workers who are detail-oriented.
Oh, my goodness.
Believe in doing things right the first time.
No, this is not me at all. I'm not tireless. I'm tired all the time.
The world may perceive oxen as being far too serious and incapable of loosening up.
Oh, that's loosening ridiculous. Up.
This sturdy
I just told a sheep joke. Nah, that's loosening
this
up.
This sturdy sort is less than social by nature. Oh.
Well, got me there.
And tends to become introverted in a crowd.
Well, you know what? That one they nailed.
To make things worse, they can't be bothered with what other people think and prefer to do what makes them feel best.
Okay, the last part.
That's you.
All right, the last part got me. That first part, no. The second part. See, what they do, they cover.
They throw in everything. Yes.
So some part of that you'll latch onto and go, oh, my goodness, that's me.
Behind that calm facade.
I don't have a calm facade. I have a neurotic
calm facade.
Though lives an ox who can feel hurt. Lonely, or unable to connect with others.
You guys have seen me hurt. You've seen me hurt by my wife in front of people.
Oh,
you've seen me hurt by John Landoff, that hurtful thing he said not long ago. I blocked it out of my mind. I don't even remember what it was, but it was very hurtful. Dan hurt me one day really bad on the air. You've seen me hurt.
Friends and family are a great source of comfort to this beast. Even if they
I like that.
Even if they don't always understand what makes the ox tick.
Oh, I like the beast.
As a lover, friend, family member, or housemate, the ox makes a wonderfully strong, tender, and affectionate companion who is protective and always reliable.
Yeah, I like to think
out in the world, though, oxen tend to be stubborn, dogmatic, my way or the highway kind of people who have no concept of when to back down.
Okay. Okay. All right, let's do you. Peon, what year?
Let's see here. I am the snake.
You are.
That ought to be bad. That ought to be bad. Just the fact that it's a snake. You ought to be a slimy sleazeball.
Animal sign snake. Snakes have always been the seducers of human beings. If you know the story of the white snake, you'll understand what I mean.
Well, your white snake is what got Angela attracted.
I don't know the story
of the
white
snake. She heard about the white snake in the gym that day.
Yeah.
Snake people are both born charming and popular. Well, that's of course. That's me right there.
In the building, you're not that popular.
Snakes are spotlight magnets, and they will not be ignored. Well, anybody knows me knows that I need the spotlight on me all the time.
Yeah.
peer group attention and public recognition are the least of what they expect, yet snakes are never noisy or deliberately outspoken, and they have excellent manners.
They've done? They've done the same thing with.
They
the
always
snake.
Have yet. They say one thing and then they go yet.
And so it's kind of
like a
part of that you're going to lock onto and go, oh, boy, that's me.
Yeah.
But how about the part that's not you? And every one of them's that.
Right. Yeah. That spotlight part is definitely.
So there's nothing about the snake being a liar or because a snake. If you believe the Bible, I mean, the reason there was a snake was it tempted, you know, the apple and the whole thing. It was like a symbol of evil.
Oh, here we go. I found a part that it sounds like me, though. The snake should stick to careers that won't involve him in any risk, even the risk of working too hard.
Right.
For to tell the truth, the snake is a bit lazy.
Okay, wait.
Oh, that's pretty, all right, Dan. What year are you?
58.
1958.
Lucky,
you would
born
be
in the '50s.
The year of the dog.
Oh, the dog.
Man. Now that
red thing?
Dog, man's best friend. That should be really something really good. Dependable, best friend, trustworthy. Lick your butt if you want to.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Lick your butt.
And you said, oh, yeah. I said, lick your butt. And you go, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Heck like
yeah.
You would do that.
Dog people are honest, faithful, and sincere.
It's like a dog.
They respect tradition and value honor.
Did you say they try to lick their own
and enjoy
testicles?
Helping people? No, it doesn't say that yet. The dog is very righteous and always is the first to speak out against injustice.
That's you, Dan.
Oh, yes. That's me.
Stop that injustice.
You
I'm
knock
Dan
that
Strauss.
Off now.
Yeah, Dan, I'm Dan Strauss, and I say no more injustice.
Dan is against people getting into things for free, and he speaks up about it all the time.
Yes.
He's very righteous. And, dog people are not good at socializing with friends. Well, that's Dan.
What?
And they rarely shine in company.
Oh, see, this is so ridiculous.
But they are intelligent. Caring and a good listener.
He's not that intelligent. Not intelligent.
Loyal, faithful, and honest. They have the most profound sense of duty.
Oh, duty. Ew.
Duty. Dog duty.
Yes. Let's see here. The dog is an agreeable companion when they are in a good mood, but when panic strikes, they can turn nasty and bark till they are tired.
Oh yeah.
No, that's not you.
They can be judgmental, defensive, and picky if you rub them up the wrong way.
Rub them up.
I'm not rubbing him.
But as long as you know how to pet and massage them, the dog makes absolutely the best and most honorable companion on earth.
You think Mike Dorsey would get upset if I rubbed my butt on the carpet here?
No, but Charles Janco would.
Oh, yeah. He doesn't like a dirty carpet, so I don't think he would like that.
Are you sure? What happened to that guy? Where is he?
I don't know.
I don't know. Dogs are born old and get younger as they age. Well, maybe be Dan. They take everything very serious. Well, that's Dan right there.
Everything's serious.
You may hear the dog complains a lot about street lamps, about traffic, or about weather, but as they get older, the less they take their own criticism seriously.
What a bunch of crap this all is.
Yeah, that makes no sense.
This is like the Zodiac stuff.
Yeah, this
what
is exactly
sign
what
are
it
you
is.
Born?
They
are
usually
same
very
garbage.
Generous and loyal and in love. They are honest and straightforward.
See,
well,
what I hate about this, not one of these animals do they say, beware of this person. They are sneaky. They're liars.
Yeah.
They tend to
uh-oh, Dan.
Cheats.
Is there
There's
something
none
in there?
Of that.
But they will have romantic problems all their life. It's their own fault, really.
See,
oh, man.
If they
great.
Keep going, they'll eventually get you.
They lead themselves by their emotional instability and their eternal anxiety.
Duh, great.
They are a worrier.
You dog, you.
There you go.
I'm an ox, you're a snake peon, Dan, you're a dog.
Yep.
Wow.
Man. So happy New Year.
Yeah, happy New Year, everybody.
Yeah, I heard in China they couldn't even do a lot of the... Chinese New Year fireworks because the smog is already so bad that they didn't want all the stuff from the fireworks explosions to add to the atmosphere.
That's a huge.
Have you ever seen those pictures of?
Yeah, they all.
Oh man, the Chinese smog is just. I mean, it looks like a constant haze.
What's the deal with them when they like a bunch of them make that long dragon thing through the streets and the parades? You know, one's the dragon head. And it's like a big long centipede dragon thing. What is that all?
I think that's Chinese New Year's, isn't it? I think that is.
I guess so. Well, Happy New Year to our Asian listeners. We got a ton of them, too.
Oh, yeah.
The Asian community loves this show, so Happy New Year to our Asian. Now, this would be just Chinese, not Asian, not Japanese. Is there a Japanese New Year? I guess not.
I don't think so. You only hear about Chinese New Year.
Yeah.
Hell, let's use our new translator to say Happy New Year in Chinese to all of our, Chinese listeners.
Yeah.
新年快乐.
There you go.
And what did that mean?
Happy New Year.
How about this?
Can
you get it to say Happy New Year to all our radio friends? You type it in?
Yes, here we go. Here.
Happy New Year.
新年快乐我们所有的无线电朋友.
Wow.
Hello.
And that's Happy New Year to all our radio friends.
Yes.
Well, see, what would just happen if you typed, I'm... A.M. and the P.M., just A period, M period.
Oh, let's see here.
P period, M period. See how that comes up.
All right.
In Chinese.
我上午在下午.
在下午, 在下午.
我上午在下午.
有下午. <笑><笑><笑><笑><笑><笑><笑><笑>
Oh, we need to get a hallelujah in Chinese here.
Hallelujah.
Oh, well, okay, I understood that. I can't understand some Chinese. Hallelujah. Very similar. All right, we're going to, is that it? Anything
yeah,
else?
That was it.
All right, let's close the Burke segment. It's officially closed, locked shut till next time. Do a little business. We come back. It's Talent Day. The show is called... It's called, actually, The Call. That's the name of our talent show. We welcome all talent that's audible. Don't try to call us with that, hey, I'm a mime. Yeah, we had a couple of people try that. Not funny. If we can hear it, we'd be happy to have you do it. Johnny Londoff is busy. Cannot be with us. That's a good thing. Not good that he can't be with us, but good that he's busy. They're having a terrific month so far, and I think they're going to close out February as one of their record months. And thanks in great part. I'd like to think that it's thanks in large part to the people in this audience. And honestly, I'm not kidding when I say to him, hey, you'd be out of business without us. I would love it if we had that kind of strength and power that he would say one day, you know, if I weren't on this show, I'd have to close the dealership. Wow, that would make me feel great. I do think we play a big part. Obviously, without us, that dealership would be fine. They were fine before we came along, but we're happy to be a part of it, and happy to have them on the air, and happy that you let them know, and apparently you do, when you go there, that you're AM and the PM. So whether you're looking for new or pre-owned, and if they don't have anything on the pre-owned lot that you're looking for, I'm telling you, if you let them know, say, here's sort of what I'm looking for. Because I don't think most people who are looking for pre-owned have a specific year and make and model. I'm looking for precisely a 2003 Mazda 6, red with black interior, with a stick shift. I don't think they get that particular. But if you give them an idea... Like I did with the Trailblazer. I just said, I'm not in a hurry for it, but here's what I want. I want a really nice, clean, four-wheel drive something, okay, that's in tremendous shape, like the best shape a pre-owned vehicle could be in. And 4 months later, because I wasn't in a hurry, it showed up, and it was exactly what I was looking for. So if you lay it out for them, they will call you the minute something like that comes in. And the other thing is you may find what you're looking for right there on the lot because they have plenty to choose from in the market for pickup truck. And that new Impala, I can't say enough about this new Impala that came out the last couple of years. Since 1964, I've never seen a Chevy Impala that blew me away the way this one does. So whatever it is, Chevrolet, lots of places you can buy it. We don't care about those places. We want you to buy it or at least give them a shot at Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, where you will never again say to people, man, I hate the car buying experience. You can say that you hated it everywhere else, but that won't be the case at Johnny Londoff. 24/7 at Londoff.com, the Washington Elizabeth exit off Interstate 270, Johnny Londoff Chevrolet.
Meet me.
Let's get a look at traffic right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan. It looks like we had a report of a truck that lost its tire on the end of the ramp from Olive onto southbound 170. And that ramp or the acceleration lane is partially blocked. We have slow traffic already on westbound 40 from the Science Center out through McCausland, 270 through Mason, and just a little bit off the pace now, off the pace now on eastbound 270 at Lindbergh. This traffic report brought to you by Choice Hotels. At Choice Hotels, you get free hot breakfast and free internet. Stay for business at Choice Hotels and book now at choicehotels.com. Amenities vary by location. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
In 5, 4, 3, 2.
It's kind of like a leisurely breakfast
with a side of serious fun.
So let's get right to it, shall we?
McGraw in the Morning, along with Kelly Jackson.
Weekdays beginning at 6 a.m.
on the Big 550.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
You've heard about it over and over.
Now it's time to act.
Do what hundreds of KTRS listeners have already done.
Lose up to 30 pounds in just 23 days with the Fast Track program at Advanced Medical Weight Loss RX.
The plan includes a one-on-one consultation with Dr. Bridget Prosfeld,
a medically prescribed appetite control plan that's tailored to your lifestyle,
and a success rate of over 90%.
It's time to turn your life around.
Lose that weight without overdoing it at the gym or starving yourself.
Call Advanced Medical Weight Loss RX right now at 618-219-1530.
That's 618-219-1530.
Most insurance plans are accepted.
And there's an affordable cash option, too.
Call now for a free consultation.
Learn how easy it is to safely lose those unneeded inches in a hurry.
Call Advanced Medical Weight Loss RX.
618-219-1530.
That's 618-219-1530.
618-219-1530.
That's 618-219-1530.
With approved health assessment, call for details. Limited time only. Results vary. New clients only. Not valid with other offers.
For over 30 years, Stefanina's has been serving delicious original family recipes brought from Sicily to America by founder Stefanina herself. Outstanding food, large portions, low prices, and great service in a family atmosphere has made Stefanina's one of the area's finest Italian restaurants. With four locations in St. Charles County and one in Chesterfield, Stefanina's is a place to go for everything from pizza and pasta to steak and seafood dinners that the entire family can enjoy. And now you can save even more with their daily specials. Call ahead or order online at steffspizza.com or dine in. But don't miss these savings.
Hey, pizza lovers! It's Thursday. That means you get $3 off any extra large 20-inch pizza at Stefanina's. Call your local Stefanina's or Stefanina's Express location or order online at steffspizza.com. Save $3 on a delicious extra large 20-inch pizza every Thursday at Stefanina's.
Hi, I'm Florist Mayor Tom Schneider from the beautiful city in the Valley of Flowers. Founded in 1786, we're the oldest and largest town in the county. I'm inviting you to Valley Industries Mayor Shamrock Ball Saturday night, March 7th, 6:30 to 11. Please join Belle Fountain Neighbors Mayor Bob Doerr, Blackjack Mayor Norma Court, Ferguson Mayor James Knowles, Hazelwood Mayor Robinson, and me, Florist Mayor Tom Schneider, at Garden Villas North on Parker Road between Old and New Halls Ferry for a fabulous evening of elegant fun to help a great cause. Florissant is proud of the traditions of generosity and fellowship in North County, and the Florissant Council and I are honored to help host the 8th Annual Mayor Shamrock Ball to benefit the Valley Industries Shelter Workshop. Valley Industries happens to be one of the great Florissant charities helped by the Florissant Rotary with proceeds from the Florissant License Office. Spare some green and wear some green to enjoy our Mayor Shamrock Ball in an enchanting cruise ship setting with music by Bob Cuban Brass. From Old Florissant, this is Mayor Thomas Patrick O. Schneider asking you to visit mayorsshamrockball.com for ticket and sponsor details.
For your next flight to Tampa, St. Pete, or Orlando, take the hassle-free, low-fare, family-friendly, free parking way to fly. Allegiant Airlines at Mid-America Airport. Allegiant Airlines has direct flights to these sunny destinations from convenient Mid-America Airport, where you'll find low fares, short lines, and free parking. So next time, fly Allegiant Airlines from Mid-America Airport. Book your flight today at flymidamerica.com. Sponsored in part by the Tourism Bureau, Illinois South.
The Missouri Lottery presents a 28th annual Working Women's Survival Show, and we're dazzling with our diamond anniversary at the St. Charles Convention Center, February 20th through the 22nd. The race is on at the third annual 5K race with a new course along the scenic Missouri River through historic St. Charles. Get your glitter on to enter the most creative glitter costume. American Family Insurance will shuttle you all 3 days between the Convention Center and Ameristar every 15 minutes. Get tickets at all Deerbergs or at WWSSonline.com. The Working Women's Survival Show. It's the ultimate girls' day out.
Hey, this is Tom Strive with Strive Electric Company. 15 years ago, when I got into the field, I had a dream. And that dream became reality in 2004 when the doors of Strive Electric opened. We started the company specializing in small residential service work, service upgrades, lighting, remodeling, and custom homes. When you're ready to join the tribe and go with Strive, please give us a call at 314-487-7474 or visit our website at striveelectric.com.
Hey, it's almost spring. It's time to get ready to sell. Hi, Terry Hall here. Thinking of selling? It's time to figure out, how do you get the most for your home? What's it worth? What's the neighborhood selling for? How long will it take and how much will it cost you? Call me, Terry Hall, and take advantage of all my experience. 314-220-0524. Make the call and get all the answers you need to sell your home. I'm Terry Hall, and my number is 314-220-0524.
That's right. The outdoor segment is back. Welcome to the outdoor segment. I'm your host, Frank Opinion, and the outdoor segment's brought to you by Pistols Plus in Osage Beach, Missouri. A great place to buy a handgun or long gun or accessories or cleaning equipment or archery supplies or any of that stuff. Well, let's talk about the outdoors, shall we?
Cold.
Cold, cold, cold. 18 degrees right now, and the low Sunday night, Sunday night, depending on which forecast you look at, anywhere from -1 to about 2 on Sunday night. Low tonight, about 9 degrees to 11 degrees, again, depending on which forecast you look at. So bundle up and remember, drink a lot of alcohol and dress in layers and get in the shade.
Yep.
And that's the outdoor segment. Theme music, please, if you would. That's the outdoor segment. I hope you enjoyed it. Brought to you by Pistols Plus in Osage Beach, Missouri. And now a word from Pistols Plus. Pistols Plus is located in the heart of Osage Beach, right across from Staples. Now, they redid that whole lake area a few years ago, and it's still kind of confusing. It used to just be Highway 54. Now there's Osage Parkway, you know, and then some other things that are still confusing to me. But this place is really easy to get to, right across from Staples. And when you look at it from the outside, it looks kind of small. And you go, is that it? That's Pistols Plus? Well, go on in. Go in. You'll be stunned when you go in. It's like a combination great sporting goods store, specializing in guns, and museum with more animals that are so lifelike. I don't know who did the taxidermy work on these things. When you walk in, you'll see animals that look like they're about to pounce on you. Not in a scary way, but in a way that your kids will really enjoy. So I love this place. I've been going there for years. I probably bought easily 20, 30 guns from Pistols Plus. Great indoor shooting range for this kind of weather. So if you're headed to the lake, a lot of people are starting to just check on things, get ready for spring. I'll stop at Pistols Plus and tell them you're AM in the PM. Today is talent show day. And if you'd like to participate, we got a great prize package. I'll go over it later, but just trust us. It's a great package. 314, or you can call about anything else. 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. While you call with your questions or comments, and anything goes because it's Thursday. Tonight is the finale and the end of Two and a Half Men. Now, I was stunned that they were able to make it 4 years with that Ashton Kutcher, because to me, Two and a Half Men was Charlie Sheen. But they went, well, I think 8 seasons with Sheen and 4 with Ashton Kutcher. And I watched it once or twice with him and then couldn't watch it anymore. But I got to tell you, that John Cryer, that guy who plays it, to me, he's the star of that show. He is terrific in that role. So if you're into it, I'm not. I don't care. But it's the last episode tonight, and big secrecy about the finale. The other thing that when I hear the name or see Ashton Kutcher, I immediately think of Demi Moore. Now, I don't follow this Hollywood stuff that closely. Were they married? Are they married? What's are they?
Well, they're not together anymore.
Okay, I can't keep up
with
that.
He's with Mila Kunis now, and they just had a baby recently.
Well,
I don't know if they were ever married.
That, to me, there was nobody much hotter than Demi Moore. And if you want to see her, I've said this before, if you want to see her at her hottest, get the movie Disclosure with Michael Douglas. Whew. She's his boss, and she sexually harasses him. It's fantastic. It's every man's dream job, where your superior is a hot, smoking hot female. And if you don't take care of her, you're going to lose your job. Wow, what a fantastic position that would be.
Or another good one, an earlier movie of hers about last night. I mean, the movie's not that
and
great.
You know what? I need to see that.
If you want to see a couple steamy scenes, though, with her and Rob
isn't
Lowe.
Isn't it a comedy?
Yes. But yeah, Jim Belushi's in it, Rob Lowe.
You know, but I always wanted to not like Jim Belushi. I wanted to dislike him, but he's really good. He's a funny guy.
Yeah.
He's a funny guy. You think, well, okay, the brother comes along. Nah, I think he's, in his own right, is very, very talented. And G.I. Jane, I'm trying to think of the other Demi Moore. Oh, A Few Good Men with Tom Cruise. She was that military officer, right. Lawyer. And then what the heck else? Ghost. And Indecent Proposal, Robert Redford and Woody Harrelson.
Yes.
And what happened to her? Where is she? What the heck? Did she do one of those bad facelift deals and now she can't go out in public because she looks like a monster because she looks like Kenny Rogers? I don't know. Maybe we'll find out. Let's talk to Scott. He's the first up today. Scott, this is a huge day for you. You're the very first caller. Welcome. How are you?
How you doing, fellas?
We're doing great. What can we do for you?
Well, I don't need you guys. I need the problem solvers.
Well, then actually, you do need us, Scott, because we are.
The problem solvers.
What's the problem?
My question is not really a problem. It's kind of a inquiry. You see these little bumper stickers. It's not really a, I guess it's a bumper sticker, but they say like 13.1, you know, like a circle on the back of a window. What does that mean?
Half marathon.
How do you know that?
I don't know. I don't know where I eventually found. I was probably you.
Scott, is that all it says is 13.1?
That's all it says.
Now, what does that mean? The person with the sticker ran a half marathon?
I think so, yes. Or somebody in the car. Somebody that rides in that car did.
Wow. Who are those people?
Because there are 26.2 ones as well.
I've seen those too.
Well, and you know what?
They thought.
All this time you didn't know, and you call here, and instantly you get an answer.
You guys are the man. You're the go-to guy.
Yes, we are. Scott, thank you. Thanks for listening. We appreciate it.
Yeah, I put a .2 on my car.
Yeah, because you ran 0.2 miles.
Lifetime.
You know what? Somebody ought to make those. Somebody ought to make a 0.0. That's what I'd put in my back window.
Or just,
run.
Get the 26.2 and just cut the 26 off and just or white it out.
I don't run at all. 0.0. Elaine is here. Hello, Elaine.
Hi, Frank and everybody.
How are you, Elaine?
Just a couple comments about our system of government that always bugs me. First of all, we are not a democracy.
We're a republic.
A republic.
Correct.
And, you always hear people say, oh, we got to make the world safe for democracy, or we're a democracy, blah, blah, blah. No. We're a republic, and it's quite different. And remember what Benjamin Franklin said when he came out of the Constitutional Convention? What have you given us, Mr. Franklin? Someone asked, and he says, a republic, if you can keep it.
This is pretty heavy for this show now. Why? Really, why do you turn to us for things like this?
Well, I'll tell you what. Here's something a little lighter, more like a little bit of a trivia question to ask you. Right. Do you know why at the military funerals, why they give a 21-gun salute? What's the significance of 21 guns?
All right. We used to know this because this came up once before and we looked it up. And it's easy to Google and look up, but I don't remember. Do you guys remember?
I don't. I can look it up.
I don't either. Do you know, Elaine?
Yeah, it's the total sum of 1776. If you add those numbers together, you get 21.
No, that doesn't sound right.
Yeah,
to me.
I got that from the VFW.
That does not sound...
What it says here, the custom stems from naval tradition where a warship would fire its cannons harmlessly out to sea until all ammunition was spent to show that it was disarmed, signifying the lack of hostile intent. As naval customs evolved, 21 guns came to be fired for heads of state, with the number decreasing with the rank of the recipient of the honor.
But
that doesn't really explain 21. It's a show that you're out of ammo. At least Elaine's, those numbers total to 21. But I don't buy that one either. The 1776. We'll dig into this.
Well, the other interesting thing about rituals is the folds of the flag at a military burial. 13 folds. Do you know why there's 13 folds?
13 colonies. I don't know.
Each one represents something very profound. It's not for the 13 colonies. Like, for example, the second fold is a symbol of our belief in eternal life. Third fold is, I won't go into it, but made in honor and remembrance of the veterans. It goes on, and things that support fatherhood, motherhood, eternal life, good government, you know, and so on. 13 folds. It's very, very touching.
Well, see, people have learned a lot from you because I didn't even realize there were 13 folds. I knew it was an impressive ceremony, and I'm sure there are very few military people who are selected to do that because you don't want to mess it up. You don't want to see a solemn, important ceremony where the guy goes, nah, wait, let me do it again. And they open it up and refold it. You're not going to get that second chance. You better
do it
right.
We just had one for my husband, and I mean, he wasn't a big honcho. He was just a veteran, and they had two sailors because he was in the Navy, and they very meticulously do each fold and
That's impressive.
Nice.
They have the white gloves on?
White gloves.
Yeah,
and then
impressive.
They present it to the widow or whoever, and in my case it was me, and they kneels down in front of you and says, on behalf of the U.S. Navy, we present to you this flag.
Wow, see, I think that's fantastic.
That's fantastic.
I don't think any other country has that.
So, you know, we should treasure these traditions.
Well, thank you for reminding us and educating us. We appreciate it, Elaine.
Okay, Frank, but enjoy all the frivolity, too.
Well,
I like all of that.
I don't know what you're talking about. Thank you, Elaine.
There's
no frivolity.
There is a 0.0. I've gotten a text
a
on
decal?
That.
Yeah.
There you go.
I don't know.
Yeah. We have a little more time. I'll tell you probably the most ridiculous thing I ever did as an 18-year-old that I put on my car that I thought would attract girls. I've talked about it before. And it was. Now I look back and I go, what a schmuck and what a dorky geek and jerk I was for doing that. It wasn't anything bad. It was just ridiculous. And I thought somehow they were going to really want to go out with me because of that. So after the break, we'll share that with you again. First Community Credit Union. What I should put on my car now is a bumper sticker that says, I do all my banking at First Community Credit Union, and then the chicks will be flocking toward me. Of course, I'll have to tell them, sorry, I'm married, but it's kind of nice to know, you know, that you still got it. And I think as you get older, knowing what to do with money and where to put it and how to use it, that's important to women. They've made that very clear. So that's bumper sticker, I bank at First Community Credit Union. Single guys, you might want to think about having those made or talk to First Community about it. Till then, here's what you want to talk to them about. Anything banking related. Ask them any questions. Get some literature. Go online. It's firstcommunity.com. Stop in. Have some popcorn. This is the largest credit union in the St. Louis area, 40 locations. And in 2 days, you will get to hear the show that without them wouldn't be on the air anymore, The Yard Sale on Saturday morning, 7 to 9 o'clock, right here on the Big 550, hosted by Paul Warner. First Community Credit Union makes that possible, and they make great banking possible for thousands of people with very competitive